content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, 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 very much. Wow, what a great audience today. Right on. Okay, there you go, quieting down all of a sudden. So we got a great show today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You can check it out. You can find us here on BBS Radio every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, also on Anchor FM and iTunes and about 100 other places, too, just... Go find them, check it out. And if you want to amplify your influence with worldwide media exposure and be heard on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations, if so, be our featured guest. And all you have to do, which is pretty cool, right, is text the word guest. Sounds so cool and official, doesn't it? Yeah. Sounds
it's
so cool.
Official.
Yep, it's official. So all you have to do is text the word guest to 91096. That's guest to 91096. You'll receive a link to our guest questionnaire and also get a free copy of our Secrets to Interview Riches. So, yay! All right, and then you're supposed to say stuff about social media, where we're at, where they can find us and everything. And
we'll do that later.
All right, you'll take care of that. All right, cool. Let's talk about our guest today. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Up first, we have Hillis Pugh. He's an author and energy facilitator working with modalities such as psychic mediumship, Reiki, and Lemurian light energy to co-create a deeper connection to the soul. He is a teacher and a speaker of gratitude and the law of attraction and host of Light Insight. Hillis does this work to guide others on the path, to let them know they're not alone. He mentors each soul on their path to lift them up so they can see what he sees beyond the physical realm. He says, we work together in universal sync of exploration of your inner space to be expressed outwardly. Hillis is the author of Awaken with Gratitude, Thoughts and Observations.
All right, Hillis, let's welcome you to the show.
Oh, you know what? We need to mention one thing, too.
Yeah, what is that?
Hillis really is full of gratitude. He's offering 20% off of all of his holistic products for people that are tuning in. Yeah! All the... Yeah, isn't that awesome? Right. Right. Oh, I knew wow. I knew everybody would be super excited.
Oh my God.
All they have to do is use the code SPIRITUALLYRAW.
Right on, right on. That's great. All right, Hillis, how are you?
I am fabulous after that amazing introduction. That is, you know, when you hear what you do back from someone else, it puts everything into perspective. I'm like, wait, I did all of that and I do all of that? Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah, right on. Awesome. Yeah, tell me more about myself, right? There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right, no worries, sure. Man. So graphic designer, operations manager, how did that turn from that to a Lemurian light energy worker?
You know, when we make the choice to incarnate on this planet, we choose certain experiences that lead us to a broader, more path to serve our purpose. And with me being a graphic designer, which is very creative, and also a poet, which is always going to be my first love, is poetry. And then you have customer service, which is connecting with people. An operations manager is really getting behind the scenes and wanting to know how everything works. And when it translates into the energy work that I do now, it goes much deeper than just connecting with the people, but it's also connecting with the people in a creative space to allow the energies to flow and connect to really build this bridge that I create from the physical self to the soul.
So what happened? So when you were going and working as a graphic designer, operations manager in traditional business, let's call it, I mean, was there some, you know, what drew out of you? Was there something that hit you? Was it a guide or what hit you and said, okay, this is the gig, I want to do this, or this is what I need to do?
Well, it just evolved naturally, and it necessarily didn't come from me stemming from the graphic design and operations manager's perspective per se. It was more so when I had my own business, and when, you know, as a business, as a marketing and graphic designer for small businesses, and when the recession hit, you know, things have to change and things have to shift. And so one who is a business owner is often prideful. And it wasn't until I had the confidence and courage to ask for help from friends and family, which really was the spark for me to really accelerate the journey, the path of gratitude, and really understanding that process. And then that process grew into me sharing the message. And then from sharing the message, it really grew out of me into how else can I be of service to others. You know, coming from, you know, the background that I did, I understood how to serve others, but what capacity can I be of service to them now?
That's awesome. So help us to understand, what exactly is a Lemurian light worker, number one, and how do you actually become one?
Well, what the Lemurian light energy that I practice, just to let everyone know, this is a very rare modality, meaning that I'm one of 15 people on the planet that currently has this ability.
What?
So,
no wonder I never heard that before.
One out of 15 people?
Yeah, one out of 15.
Well, that actually makes me feel better, because I was like, how come I've never heard of this before?
And so I was chosen. And so for people who are listening, what the Lemurian light energy work that I do is, how I describe it in layman's terms, is Reiki, but to the nth degree. Meaning that, you know, people who are familiar with Reiki and energy work, they work with symbols, they work with energy, they work tangibly in touching someone or in distant sessions. So what I do exactly that, but on a much deeper level, meaning that, for example, I've had a client of mine who had a particular phobia and was not sure why she had this particular phobia. And when one session with me, we went back 40 years to her childhood to discover what this phobia was. And she, within one day, got over this phobia. And another example that I want to give as well is that I had a client that I worked with remotely who hasn't had her menstrual or moon cycle in almost 1 year. And after a session with me, she got her cycle the next day.
That's extraordinary. So
she must have been fun to live with for a year. Oh my gosh.
Sometimes,
man,
that's not always a bad thing, Jay.
Who did he really save is the question. The person that's with her or her, right?
It's like I said, sometimes it's not always a bad thing, Jay.
Right, I'm just saying.
So who, number one, how did you get chosen? And number two, who chose you, or what chose you?
So being the energetic being that I am, being very in tuned and very intuitive, I first was on the path of being a psychic and really understanding the energies of psychic and mediumship and connecting to my ancestors, connected to my loved ones, connected to my spirit guides. So once I've mastered that, the next part of the journey was for me to become a Reiki master. So I received my Reiki 1 level certification, and I was getting ready to go for my Reiki 2 level certification. And my teacher, who I've been connected with on Facebook for some time now, had a post up and said, I'm offering, you know, this Lemurian light energy work, you know, for those who feel a strong connection to attune to this. And I'm like, okay. And I felt the pull to reach out and connect to him to really understand, like, what is this? What is this exactly? And so we talked on the phone for a few hours, and he said, and he expressed to me that spirit, source energy, wants me to attune you to this gift. And it's not like most attunements. There's a process where you have to clear up old energy, clear up any blocks, because you become like this really crystal clear light being vessel to facilitate energy for other people. Because I want to make this really clear that I am not the one doing the healing. I am just facilitating energetic space for those who I sit with to do the healing themselves.
All right, hold that thought for me, if you would. We got to take a word from our sponsor. We will be right back, everybody. More with Hillis and a lot of April's questions when she gets back. Okay, so hang tight, everybody. Herb Sennett is a retired college professor and retired Army Reserve chaplain. He recently authored The Reluctant General, a novel about ancient Israel. The story is about Deborah and Barak from the biblical book of Judges and describes amazing courage and fortitude almost beyond human comprehension. A modern retelling of the old story, Herb Sennett brings to life the people of 1150 BC in such a way that their hopes, dreams, struggles, pain, and suffering help us face our own problems in the light of God's willingness to help his people whenever they are threatened with extinction. The Reluctant General tells a story behind the Jewish people's struggle to live free of oppression and fear through their faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Get your copy of The Reluctant General, a novel about ancient Israel today, available through Amazon.com. Internationally known eternal life coach Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card A Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. And back to Hillis, and I know you got a lot more you want to ask him, yeah?
Yeah, so my first question of my many questions, Lemurian light energy worker. So does that mean that the energy or the information that you're receiving is coming from a higher entity in Lemuria? Or is that irrelevant to the whole thing?
No, it's so on this journey, as I discovered the ancient civilization, Lemuria, also known as Atlantis, is connected to the planet and planets Sirius A and B, which is, I know my soul is connected to that energetic space, that planet. And so the Earth, the physical connection, the human connection is also in the African tribe, the Dogon tribe, to where they had a connection to the Lemurian, to the Sirian beings who were once on, who came here to this planet. How do I know this? It is through the energy that I feel and the connection, and then through the validation of my teacher and friends who know about the work that I do. It's all intuitive. And so the Lemurian energy is energy of old, meaning that it is one of the first energies that we use to help facilitate the well-being and the getting well of those in society.
If you want to, if you can for me, if you can put this in perspective for our audience, when you talk about Lemuria, would you consider those like our spiritual ancestors? And we're yes. descendants. Are we descendants of them for the most part, or are there just specific people around the world that are descendants of that?
Yes, there are definitely specific people that are descendants of that energy, but then there are also those who are not just direct descendants, but also can connect to that energy in other ways.
So is Lemuria actually Atlantis? Are they the same,
yes.
one of the same, different names, but yes. the same?
Yes, and there's actually the island of Kauai, of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. is a piece, a physical representation of that. And then you may hear other people talk about the bridge between India and West Africa, no, East Africa. I forget the name of the land, but they also talk about that piece of land was also Lemuria. So there's many interpretations, but the interpretation, the story that I am offering to you, to the audience, is that one of intuitive knowing, something that can't be taught, something that can't be shown, just felt through the energies that I have been attuned to and connect with when being of service to others.
Okay, let's move along here, because I know there's so much to talk about and so little time to talk about
yes.
it in. And I know we got a lot to cover here with you. So let's talk about the Syrian Council. Can you tell us what that is, a Syrian Council?
So the Syrian Council is the overseers of the Lemurian energy. And is typically a council of 12, sometimes 13, depending on what needs to be moved and shifted in the planetary scheme of things. But they are basically the overseers of this particular energy to help us be facilitators and help with the expansion of the planet.
Now, how do you get?
Are they connected, or are they the same as the Galactic Federation?
No, they are in the Galactic Federation, but they are separate in their own space. You know, just like in Star Trek, you know, you have all these planets in this Federation, but then each planet has their own hierarchy, if you will.
Oh, gotcha.
Would you consider them like ascended kind of masters, or is there a level of ascension
yeah.
that goes there? Yeah?
Yeah, they're definitely ascended masters.
At what level would you consider them? Would they be at a level of, let's say, you know, maybe like a Jesus Christ or Buddha. A Buddha or something like that? Or, you know, or maybe different? Or how would you describe it?
No, it's funny because I'm sitting here by near my altar of Lemurian crystals, and all this information is just coming in. And so it's very interesting, and I'm happy that you're asking these questions. But they are what you would consider. They would be a level, sometimes two levels up above Jesus Christ and Buddha. Reason being because they have never incarnated in physical form here on the planet. So the energies that seldom incarnate or don't incarnate are higher up in the hierarchy when it comes to the ascended masters.
Would you consider them maybe like a, or would that be below, or, you know, to put it in perspective again, would that be like a God consciousness, would you consider them to be?
Not necessarily to the level of God consciousness, even though we all have the energy to reach that level of consciousness if we choose to.
Where are they located?
They are located at home.
Wherever you're at, right?
Sirius. Yeah, no, no, Sirius. The planet Sirius A and B.
Ah, okay, got it.
Do they, what do they look like? Do they look, energy source?
Are they the blonde, blue-eyed, very pale, tall, like drop-dead stunning?
You know, it's interesting because the physical representation is something that I don't see. I only see them in frequency and in colors. And so the frequency is that I see them is a pretty smooth, buoyant frequency, meaning they're happy, jovial, but yet very distinct in the terms of knowledge. And the color frequency is a variant, but it's really mostly paisley and neon colors that I see when I connect to the energy.
When you get messages from them or information from them, is it a specific somebody in maybe that council or that federation that's talking to you, or is it a collective consciousness that flows through you?
It's a collective consciousness, because what happens is the those who are familiar with Abraham Hicks, to put it in perspective terms, when we talk about masters and ascended masters and us elevating our consciousness to connect to them, it's information that is disseminated down, meaning that, you know, when I connect to that energy, they meet me to a certain level, and then someone else comes down and brings me more information and meet me at wherever I'm at. Like, if I'm on like the seventh dimensional plane of existence, then they meet me there with their particular energy, wherever I need to be to receive the energy and the frequencies of it.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Pretty cool.
All right, everybody, we will be right back more with Hillis, and we want to talk about law of attraction when we get back.
Since and
we
gratitude. Kind of,
and gratitude, yes. Warning, radical new information about the death of Jesus told by a present-day eyewitness. So bizarre, it may be very difficult to find agreement with, but in hopes will stir your curiosity and cause you to embark upon your own journey. My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Apollo spacecraft engineer Edward J. Evers tells what really happened to Jesus in his last hours here on Earth. How? Because Edward J. Evers was there in a past life. Discover statements never spoke before now, plus the workings of your conscious and subconscious minds, past lives, you as a spirit, UFOs, and so much more. Get your copy of My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Edward J. Evers at www.ejevers.com. Again, that's ejevers.com. Go Where No Mind Has Gone Before with Michael Telstar. Michael Telstar is a master remote viewer and holds 7 world records in escapology. Learn to remote view and become the ultimate psychic detective. Find lost objects, locate treasure, and missing persons. Master of mentalism, Michael Telstar is making a special appearance at the Mega UFO Conference February 15th to the 22nd at the Aquarius Resort in Laughlin, Nevada. Join him as he amazes you with his entertaining demos to bend metal, levitate objects, and so much more. Michael Telstar is available for events and seminars on remote viewing, out-of-body adventures, and lucid dreaming. Connect with Michael Telstar at 437-234-7713 or MichaelTelstar.com. That's Michael, TelStarr.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Absolutely. Back at you again. So let's talk about what you want to just ask about. Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to know, Hillis, from your perspective, what does gratitude mean to you?
Gratitude means to me is the foundation to manifest our desires. Simply put, when we offer the universe our thanks for what we have experienced, for what we have gone through, because that's what gratitude is. It is expressing the thanks for any experience, situation, trauma, anything that we have experienced that we felt that we couldn't make it out of, but we got out of on the other side. So we give our appreciation for that.
So this is the most, one of the most just confusing topics to so many people is the law of attraction and gratitude. Can you give us an example, like a real life example of how Hillis practices gratitude and how that applies in your daily rituals?
Sure. So gratitude, how I practice it daily, is I perform what I call a thank you rampage. Sometimes I do this when I first wake up in the morning. Sometimes I do it in the shower. I just find a quiet moment in my day to where I can just be still, be in silence, and offer thanks for the things that I have and things that are yet to come. And the reason why I offer thanks for things that are yet to come, because I allow the energies, the universal energies, to come into alignment with my desires, which will activate the energies of the law of attraction, which is actually the law of vibration.
So do you think that that helps gratitude? Does it help excel whatever it is that you're wanting in your life?
Oh, most definitely. So what I teach in my seminars is my formula, which will break it down pretty simple and easy for those who are listening. So first, it's a three-step process of thought, emotions or feelings, and then words. And so the thought, as I teach people, is neutral. So we have thousands upon thousands of thoughts a day, but they are all neutral. It isn't until we get to the emotion part, the feeling of how we feel about that thought, is when it becomes activated, when we become focused on that thought. So whether if it's anywhere from us feeling bad to good, hate to love, anything in that spectrum, we give that thought that label. And sometimes that label can be based off of a previous experience that we had in our life. And so once we assign that thought that emotional feeling, that emotional content, then we solidify it by activating it with words, whether it's written or spoken. And so when we have that formula, the manifestation begins to happen. It starts the process.
So when that starts the process, so, you know, getting through that again. So when people are doing this, or they want to apply, gratitude in their way of attracting whatever they want to attract, are they verbally saying it? Can they just basically think it? And it's just, so is it in a nutshell, is it just all about just, you know, whatever has to happen for you to feel good without kind of trying, kind of thing? Or, you know?
Yes, pretty much. So when we step into the space of aligning with joy, aligning with feeling good, with what it is that our vision holds, whatever our emotion holds, whatever the thought is and the emotional content behind it, as long as we feel good about it, it begins to activate, whether it's spoken or written. And the reason why I say spoken or written is because that really helps to solidify what it is that you want to manifest. We can think that thought, but it keeps it in that holding pattern of, okay, it's on this loop of like, okay, am I going to do this? Am I not going to do it? Do I feel good about it? Do I feel good about it? Do I feel good about it? And it's not until you get to a point where you have to change your thought or your feelings about that thought before you can get off the loop.
So let me ask you this then. So let's say...
I like that. Getting off the loop.
Yeah, I do like that too. Getting off the loop.
Yeah.
So when
that's
you...
That's good.
When
that could be your next book title, Getting Off the Loop.
Yep. Royalties are okay too, so don't feel bad about that, Hillis. Royalties are accepted. Yep. No worries.
So
if someone's in this loop and, you know, and it's personal, professional, or physical, would you say like whenever they have those kind of wins, if it's personal, professional, or physical, just be like, oh, thank you, and just, you know, and then maybe just kind of just like really embrace that good feeling and that attracts more to that specific thing? Is that kind of how that works?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how it works, because as I teach people, whether it's in a group setting or one-on-one, I really allow for them to step into how does it feel when you have a sudden thought. And for example, you know, there's two things that I demonstrate here is the thought of collective consciousness or the individual thought. And the example that I provide is for the collective thought is we all hate Mondays, right? There's no good way to feel about Mondays. Some people say, well, how about, you know, I don't go to work on Mondays, then I go to work on Tuesdays. They say, well, then you hate Tuesdays because right. It's that thought in the collective consciousness. And so when we single it out to the individual consciousness, to having to feel good about wanting to perform an action or wanting to perform a duty or task, I always express to them, say, when you're creating an affirmation, which is I am blank. And so when you have I am followed by, you know, whatever it is, don't use, and I just did, a negative word.
Right, right.
Because the universe doesn't hear that negative part. It only hears that piece of what you want. Saying, for example, I don't want to go to work today. And you find every reason in the book not to go to work. However, you get up and you drag yourself because it's the universal energy that you are attracting and aligning to take you or to do something you don't want to do. And it's a slower going. However, when you say, I have a desire to stay home, or I am wanting to stay home to spend time with my children, or I am wanting to stay home to spend time with my family, and feel the difference in that.
Yeah, it's a total shift.
And speaking of shift, we got to take a shift to a sponsor here real quick, and we'll be right back after a word from our messages, okay? After a word from our messages, after a word from our sponsor. Hang tight. Get excellent insight and spiritually motivating teachers with Frank DeVersa, the number one international best-selling author, Spiritually Raw in the 21st Century. Frank DeVersa was an agnostic for 20 years and has been on a spiritual journey ever since incurring a serious illness in 1997. The illness inspired him to renew his faith in God and view spirituality and life in a more enlightened way. Spirituality in the 21st Century will expand one's perspective and horizons to cultivate positive human qualities such as tolerance, generosity, and love. To get your copy of Spirituality in the 21st Century by Frank DeVersa, go to www.frankdeversa.org. That's www.frankdeversa.org.
Shirley Ennebrad knows firsthand how to cope with the range of emotions, uncertainty, and grief, both during illness and worst-case scenario, after death. To help others, she's authored two grief books, Over the Rainbow Bridge, the story of her young son Corey and his inspiring journey as he battled leukemia, and Six World Lessons on Coping with Grief, 100 Lessons to Help You and Your Loved Ones Deal with Loss. To purchase her books, go to www.shirleyennebrad.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much again. All right.
We are learning a lot.
We are learning a lot, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What else you want to learn? I know there's so much more, right?
Yeah, I want to know about your book. Tell us about Awaken with Gratitude.
Awaken with Gratitude started out as emails, sending out to friends and family. And the purpose behind the emails were to express and show my gratitude for everyday life situations. And it came about because back in 2006, you know, I had my own business and I lost everything 2008. And so it was Thanksgiving of 2008, and where I took a moment and really, really thought about my life for the past year and how much I received help from friends and family, and sometimes even strangers who walked into my life knowing source, God, energy, knowing that I needed this financial help. And so it started off in that fashion to where I woke up Thanksgiving morning, sent off an email to everyone and my friends and family who have helped me in the past year. And the response that I got back was so overwhelming that I was like, I have to do something more. I have to do something more with this. And it just went on into me sending off emails every week about something to be thankful for. And in that process, it developed into a blog. And started writing every week for things to be thankful for. And then the book, Awaken with Gratitude, wrote itself because of the energy that I was putting out every week.
Wow.
Good for you, man. Good for you. And you got this Kickstarter, Lemurian Light Publishing, Elevate Yourself Through Gratitude, a new publishing house. So tell us about that.
Sure. So the Kickstarter for the Lemurian Light Publishing House has been a passion project of mine for quite some time, meaning that, you know, being a self-published author, I've wanted to have my books out. I wanted to really explore what it meant to have ownership of my own property. And now I have that opportunity to be this messenger, you know, being born under the sign of Mercury, a June baby, a Gemini. You know, I just have something more to say, and what better way to say it than to have more of my works, the continuation of the Gratitude series, being published through my publishing house, and to open the doors to collaborate with other people. This is so much joy for me to have this started now.
Good for you.
Congratulations. Good for you. How can people find your Kickstarter? Where do they go to learn more?
Well, before you learn more about him, I got a question.
Yeah,
well, I couldn't. You've been throwing in questions all day. I can get one, right?
I'll let you go.
Thank you. There was like five. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Finally, some support, man. All right. So tell us, you got a show coming up, right?
I do. And it is another part of the calling of being a messenger. The title of the show is called Light Insight. And the first episode will air on March 18th.
That's exciting.
March 18th, good for you. All right, now, back to you.
Well, the Kickstarter, where can people learn more about that?
Well, they can learn more about it via my website at hillispugh.com, or they can just simply email me at hillis@hillispugh.com, and that's hillis@hillispugh.com, or they can just simply find me on social media. You know, most people use Facebook and Instagram. I'm always on there posting something about gratitude or law of attraction or about my healings every day.
All right.
Aww. So what tips can you offer our listeners who want to get to the next level of their own spirituality?
Listen to your heart. Listen to your intuition and begin to build a trust with that. And one of the ways that I have built a trust with my own personal intuition is ask yourself simple yes or no questions. And whatever answer that you receive, you have to give total trust to that. Give it all over. And once you allow that trust to come in, you exercise this muscle, this intuitive muscle, to build trust and confidence within yourself.
Right on, brother. Right
awesome.
On. All right, everybody. That's Hillis Pugh. And Hillis, one more time before you love and leave us, tell everybody, give everybody a shout out again where they can connect with you and also take advantage of that 20% off your services here using the code Spiritually Raw.
So they can find me at my website, hillispugh.com, and there they can sign up for any of my holistic services, and where you will receive the 20% off, just use the 20% off coupon at checkout, or you could just simply email me and we can set something up that way as well. And I'm also on all social media platforms. I look forward to connecting with you all.
Thank you very much, Hillis. Great job, buddy. Great job. And anyway, gosh, I really hope you enjoyed it because it was great on this end. Don't forget, get a free copy of our Secrets to Interview Riches and apply to be a featured guest. All you have to do is text the word guest to 91096.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry.
look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out. And I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. Look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways? Tonight, prove that.